Break Fix's History of Motorsports series is brought to you in part by the International Motor Racing Research Center, as well as the Society of Automotive Historians, the Watkins Glen Area Chamber of Commerce, and the Argetsinger family.
Hey everybody, Crew Chief Eric here. And on this episode of Too Long Didn't Read, we're joined by Kip Zider from the International Motor Racing Research Center, who explains to us the significance of Oswego Speedway's legendary supermodified, the Purdy Deuce.
Our current display car is one of the more iconic cars in the history of Oswego supermodified racing. It's a car called the Purdy Deuce. The Purdy Deuce was built by a gentleman by the name of Howard Purdy, and he and his partner, Bob Hogsden, laid out the chassis on his parents' floor in 1964. This was going to be the 56th car that Mr. Purdy had built in his career. And little did either of them realize that this car would subsequently go on to become one of the dominant cars in the mid-60s through the early 70s at Oswego. It's what they call an upright, and you could see that by looking at the pictures. The driver basically sits upright behind a big steering wheel. The engine and the drivetrain are offset 7 inches. The car is powered by a 1960 small block Chevy engine. Now, this car competed at Oswego from 1964 to 1974. It won 25 features, including the 1969 International Classic 200, which is the biggest race of the whole season at Oswego Speedway. That race was won by Bentley Warren. It won its last race in 1974, and then it disappeared to Howard Purdy's barn. And it sat there, and it sat there, and it sat there. And for people like myself who are old enough to remember having seen it race at Oswego, the lore grew each passing year. Are we ever going to see the car again? Is the car just going to rust away to nothing? What's going to happen of it? For whatever reason, Mr. Purdy was never intent on having it restored. But interestingly enough, sadly, after Mr. Purdy died, his son Chris, and only within the last couple of years, has there been kind of a groundswell from a lot of the people that actually worked on the car originally in the mid-60s to actually get the car out, restore it, and get it so people can see it. So that project went on last year. Multiple people, Doug Holmes did the engine, a fellow by the name of Steve Miller did the body, Lee Osborne did the power coating. It all happened, and it was all done, interestingly enough, in time for last year's International Classic in September. And the great Bentley Warren, who was driving the car when it won that 69 Classic, actually took it for some laps around the track. Now, the current engine is dynoed at something like 580 horsepower. So Bentley was running 18-second laps at Oswego, and he could have run faster, got a brand new motor in it, but it's got 50-year-old shocks. So he couldn't really run quite as fast as he'd like to. Bentley is in his early 80s. Bentley is probably one of the coolest guys walking the face of the earth. He made the Indy 500 twice. He was a multiple-time Oswego Speedway champion, multiple-time International Classic winner. One of the interesting things about this car is that this car ran through a number of different styling changes and types of cars that were running at the Speedway. You went to a more traditional offset car, farther offset car. There was even rear engine cars at that time that were competing against it. Its zenith year was in 1965, where it won 11 out of 12 features, driven by a guy named Ron Lux. Mr. Lux was sadly killed in a sprint car accident. Several different drivers hopped in the seat after that. Then Bentley got in the car. Bentley drove the car for 2 or 3 years, did very well with it. A fellow by the name of Warren Conium from Canada drove the car for a couple of years, did okay with it. The last driver to actually win in it was the late Jimmy Winks, and Jimmy won multiple features during the 2 years he raced in it. For those of us that have been fans of Oswego Speedway, or simply those of us who are simply fans of iconic and game-changing race cars, the Purdy Deuce is one of those cars that's really high up on that list. I'm blessed with the fact that I never thought I'd see it again, much less be fortunate enough to actually have it here on the center display floor. And it's going to be one of the centerpieces of our May 11 conversation. Oswego Super is a legacy of speed at the Steel Palace. Oswego is aptly known as the Steel Palace because the walls that surround the entire track, which is a 5/8 of a mile oval, are steel. They are hard and they are unforgiving. So we are going to be doing a center conversation on May 11, dealing with kind of the evolution and the history of super modified racing at the track, as well as fortunate enough to have the Deuce here on the floor. And we'll be recognizing the various people that were instrumental in the restoration of the car. We're going to have Bentley Warren here. We're going to have Warren Conium here. And we're going to have both Eddie Bellinger, who won a fantastic 1983 International Classic, won both Bentley Warren and Warren Conium, ran out of fuel on the last lap. And we'll have Eddie's son, Brandon, who is a current competitor at Oswego. So we're hoping to tie together the generational aspect of racing at the Speedway. We'll tie together the evolution of the car itself. And again, we'll have truly one of the iconic cars in the history of the Speedway here on the floor, the Purdy Deuce.
We hope you enjoyed another awesome episode of Break Fix Podcast, brought to you by Grand Touring Motorsports. If you'd like to be a guest on the show or get involved, be sure to follow us on all social media platforms at Grand Touring Motorsports. And if you'd like to learn more about the content of this episode, be sure to check out the follow-on article at gtmotorsports.org. We remain a commercial-free and no annual fees organization through our sponsors, but also through the generous support of our fans, families, and friends through Patreon. For as little as $2.50 a month, you can get access to more behind-the-scenes action, additional pit stop minisodes, and other VIP goodies, as well as keeping our team of creators fed on their strict diet of Fig Newtons, Gummy Bears, and Monster. So consider signing up for Patreon today at www.patreon.com/GT Motorsports. And remember, without you, none of this would be possible.